What additional toxicity is added by the oxaliplatin?
The main toxicity from oxaliplatin is peripheral neuropathy, and it's the limiting toxicity. Patients will have peripheral neuropathy even after the first infusion, but this is an acute type of neuropathy that lasts no more than 3 or 4 days, and patients get better and are able to have normal activities. With time, with cumulative doses of oxaliplatin, the neuropathy becomes more significant and a different type of chronic neuropathy sets in. And with time, patients may have trouble writing or trouble closing their buttons. And this is a clue to the physician that the oxaliplatin should be discontinued. There's great interest in the development of agents that will make this neuropathy less pronounced. But right now, really what you have to do if you reach that point is to stop medication. The interesting thing is that the vast majority of patients will reach that point after around 8 to 10 cycles of oxaliplatin-based regimen at the doses that we commonly use. And when we talked about the MOSAIC trial, those patients were supposed to get 12 cycles. This is very, very difficult. I do have patients who reach the 12 cycles, but the majority of my patients end up finishing the 6 months with 5-FU leucovorin after dropping the oxaliplatin between the 8 and 10 cycles.
Now, to what extent is this neuropathy reversible?
The neuropathy, it is reversible in the vast majority of cases. However, it can take some time. And we have to remember those patients are potentially cured and they will have to live with this neuropathy for months and months. But at 18 months, only a very small minority of patients still have significant peripheral neuropathy, although a grade 1 residual neuropathy may still be present on a number of patients.
What about sort of the overall impact of FOLFOX, for example, on quality of life, fatigue, ability to work, et cetera?
This is a very important point because, once more, we're dealing with patients who are potentially cured. And I think fatigue is a common complaint from patients, but majority of my patients are able to have relatively normal lives. This fatigue is more pronounced on the 2 days following the infusion. But after that, they tend to start recovering. And in the second week of rest, most patients tell me that they feel pretty close to normal in that point. Of course, similar to the neuropathy, with time, when you reach in the 6 month, then the fatigue becomes more persistent.
How about hair loss and nausea and vomiting?
We virtually don't see significant hair loss with the use of FOLFOX. There's always that rare patient who comes complaining that the hair has thinned and she's losing some hair, but the majority of patients maintain their hair. And nausea and vomiting is, once more, relatively straightforward to control. Some patients require one of the more modern types of antiemetics, but the majority of patients can have it controlled, again, with medications that are relatively easy to obtain and to dose.
Can you talk a little bit more about the initial neuropathy, the cold sensitivity that occurs with oxaliplatin, you know, the pathogenesis and what patients complain of?
Well, the idea is that oxaliplatin will affect the ion channels in the neurons and will cause this neuropathy that's very characteristic of oxaliplatin. And one of the main features is a cold intolerance. Patients may be feeling relatively normal, but if they touch something cold, such as a can of soda, or they try to grab an ice cream box or something, they will feel a little shock and that hurts. And they are instructed not to do that, but, you know, as you might imagine, several patients try to do or drink a cold glass of water and end up having a little bit of discomfort. This is not a dangerous side effect, but can be scary sometimes, and I'll give an example. There is one of the side effects that has been described with oxaliplatin is a laryngodysesthesia, and in my experience, it usually happens when patients are breathing cold air, and they may feel discomfort in their throats that leads them to sometimes have a feeling like they are choking. There is no organic changes happening, so they are not really choking. It's not dangerous, but it's very uncomfortable. So I tell my patients, if it's a cold day out there, try to use a scarf or something, protect themselves from cold air.
How long does it last?
The laryngodysesthesia, it usually self-resolves within a few minutes.